Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za
komunistične
kulturo,
vede.
Komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
No, preden pa gremo v kulturne novice, pa povemo še, da sta OF pripravila Lajanc Jaka in Lana, zdaj pa res kulturne. Vektorski zvočno-grafični analogni hack attack. V središče kulturnih novic postavljamo prvi mednarodni audiovizualni festival eksperimentalne analogne vektorske grafike Vector Hack. Festival je nastal v sodelovanju Zagrebške radione z zavodom Projekta Tol in Ljudmilo. Z namenom širjenja znanja in povezovanja med participanti sicer internetne skupnosti združuje umetnike različnih področij. Festival se je začel 1. oktobra v Zagrebu, jutri pa prihaja v Ljubljano, kjer se bo zaključil v nedeljo. Pogovarjali smo se z Derekom Holcerjem, enim od inicijatorjev festivala, sicer ameriškim zvočno-svetlobnim umetnikom, ki prebiva v Helsinkih in Berlinu. Ukvarja se z DIY gradnjo audiovizualnih instrumentov in sistemov, povezavo med zvokom in prostorom, medijsko arheologijo in participatornimi oblikami umetnosti.
Yes, actually, there's the major initiator here is Ivan Maroshitz-Cliff, and sometime around last June he got in touch with me because we've both been releasing different software libraries to do these very special oscilloscope style graphics, and we started talking, and he had this amazing vision that he wanted to bring all these people together. The deal is that there's a big community of people working internationally to do these kind of audiovisual graphics. And we're all together in these kind of internet forums and things like that. And we discuss all these things with each other. We share a lot of information. We send plans and code and electronic schematics and things all back and forth. And very rarely do any of us actually meet in person. It's very much an online phenomenon. So he wanted to bring as many people as he could here together, first to Zagreb for a while to work together, and then to Ljubljana to present the results of this working together.
O načinu vektorskega zvočno-svetlobnega pretvarjanja in prostora, v kateri se umetniki gibljajo v umetniškem procesu, nam malo več razloži Holcer.
The easiest way to explain how all of the graphics that are going on in this entire festival work is to understand that we've got a single point. It's a beam of light. That beam of light could either be a laser beam, in the case of some of the artists, or it could be a beam of light inside of a cathode ray tube that's shining from the back of the tube and making this phosphorescent lining in the front of the tube glow enough that we can see it. Now, it's a vector, which means that you can control the location of that point. You can say where you want it to go, and you can say how long it takes to get there. And it has two axes. So two signals can get sent into any of this hardware. And one signal makes the beam move up and down, and one signal makes the beam move side to side. And depending on just on the signals that you send to those two axes, that's how you can start to make drawings. What you see and what you hear are two manifestations of the exact same signal.
Včeraj je imel Holcer v Zagrebu predavanje z naslovom Arheologija medijske vektorske grafike. Na naše poizvedovanje o medijski arheologiji nam podaja zgodovinski oris izvora ideje oziroma tehnologije, ki jo uporablja za današnje ustvarjanje.
Most of the aspects of it have to do with looking back at the development of technology, and the ones that I'm particularly interested in are the ways of looking back to see how technology was say a non-human agent, that the technological processes themselves have agency within the history of people and culture and ideas. And my particular thread that I've been pursuing is, let's say, this kind of military-industrial legacy of things. So we looked last night at a lot of examples of computers that were developed over the years, and the main impetus for the development of the computer was the Second World War. And so a lot of the computers that I showed weren't the kind of computers that sit on your desk and you check Facebook and and WhatsApp on. They were mechanical computers, and they were designed mainly to calculate which direction a gun needs to point in order to shoot an airplane out of the sky. So there were a lot of these kind of mechanical calculating computers that were designed as anti-aircraft equipment. And that was the impetus of computing, was these kind of machines of destruction. And, of course, the amount of calculating and computing power that was necessary to design the atomic bomb.
Glede na to, da se v imenu festivala pojavi beseda hack, gre torej med drugim tudi za hackanje tehnologij, ki so bile izumljene predvsem v vojaške namene. Očitno pa gre tudi za neko ideološko ozadje, več nam razloži Holzer.
A lot of the artists involved weren't necessarily trained artists at all. They tended to be engineers and technicians working for big laboratories that may or may not have connection to this kind of military industrial thing. And they were very interested in exploring practical results and new techniques and things like that. The other kind of conceptualism that came especially out of this European scene was a belief that that technology wasn't just a tool for industry and it wasn't just a tool for the military. The technology was a tool for the democratization of the creative process. I think if you consider the kind of buzz around 3D printing or laser cutting right now, you'll see that idea has never died. It's continued on. We want to democratize the access to the creative process. We want to make it easier.
Za konec nam Holzer prijazno opiše dogajanje jutri, ko bo tudi izvajal performance v Osmozi.
For an audience, it would be interesting to see the whole trajectory. So the whole trajectory looks a little bit more like this. Jonas Bears from New York, he's going to be performing tonight here in Zagreb. But tomorrow he's going to talk about analog scan processing, which is a way of kind of ungluing the television video image from its, from its fixture of these four points in the corners of the screen and being able to kind of warp and twist it around and do different things with it. And that's at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, Cliff is going to be speaking about his own scan processing technology, which is digital. It's an application that he wrote in MaxMSP. And it's freely available and you can download it. I think you can run it without even having a Max license. And you can even use a software oscilloscope if you want to look at the results on the screen. So it's definitely a democratization of otherwise what's some very exotic hardware. And I think it could be interesting for people to see that and to grab this application and play around with it for themselves. After that, Chris King, who is another one of our kind of on staff here, he'll be demonstrating a circuit that they've been workshopping here called the Oscilloscope Graphic Artist, which is a very simple circuit from, I think, about 1972 by a guy named Mitchell Waite. And it does exactly what it says. It has all these kind of oscillators in it, and you can use it to draw figures in this 2D space. And you can also listen to the output. So he'll be giving a little show of that. And then I'm going to be performing. I use an old game computer from the 1980s called a Vectrex. It's very easy to hack. It's very easy to kind of corrupt it from its original purpose, which was to have pictures of people flying around in space and blowing up asteroids. And you can simply just add some inputs to send your own signals to it instead of the signals from the built-in game computer. And so I use it as this kind of vector display, and I send lots of different kind of signals to it. So there'll be lots of wobbling shapes and maybe some scan processed video and things. I just try to demonstrate all the techniques that I've been working on in my own software library for a long time. It should be pretty noisy.
Za vas se z kulturnih novic izjavlja Škerla.